Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer.
Yeah, we're trying to sing a song of cheer. Just keep cool. It's going to be in some parts of our area, maybe flirting with 100 today. Let's go to Dean Richards at WGN-TV for some entertainment news. Hi, Dean.
You know, as I was explaining to a friend of mine yesterday who was whining about the heat, incessantly whining about the heat, it's going to be snowing soon enough.
Yeah, I know. That's the best way to handle it, isn't it?
Just, it's July. Relax.
It's supposed to be like
this. It's going to be a couple of weeks, super hot, and then it's going to be a little bit hot. And then you're going to be shoveling 12 inches of snow out of your driveway. That's how it works. So enjoy the heat while you can.
There you go. Let's talk about Charlie Daniels first. I was sad to hear about Charlie's passing back in the early 80s somewhere. I forget exactly what year. I was working for Channel 2. We did a series on the resurgence of country music. And I went on the road with the Charlie Daniels band.
Wow.
And
did you grow one of those big beards?
I couldn't. Yeah, I tried, but I could. I just had some stubble after a week.
Yeah.
Nice man, super successful. He took great pride. Yeah, what was the line? He said, I can ask people where they're from, and if they say Waukegan, I can say I've played there. If they say Baton Rouge, I can say I've played there. There wasn't a city they didn't play in, was there?
No, they played all over the country, and really they were one of the first bands to do the big crossover. I mean, now country music superstars are across charts. Back in the day, it was a big deal for a country song to get some airplay on conventional radio, and Charlie Daniels was one of the first to do that. I never interviewed him, but I watched a lot of interviews with him. He was a very plain spoken, very down to earth, very passionate person. He his main charity was Veterans Affairs. He was outspoken with all things politics, sometimes super left and sometimes super right. He did not really fall into one category or another. He famously told George W. Bush once, why don't you get out of the White House for a minute and go to a truck stop and talk to people and see what they think, which is, really pretty interesting. But, we know Charlie Daniels best for this song.
Found a mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out those. Granny left your dog back, no child, no.
I think you wanted that to be the devil went down to Georgia. This is another one, isn't it?
Yeah. This is the one. Definitely the one.
The Devil Went Down to Georgia was his number one song. It was number one on the country charts in 79, crossed over to the pop charts,
yep.
Single of the year, Grammy winner,
yep.
Country Music Association honors, and I'm not sure what that one is that we just played, but that's not...
Oh, that's Devil Went Down to Georgia.
It is, really? Oh,
yeah,
maybe that's the middle bridge of it.
It is the middle bridge of it.
Okay,
yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Well, I would play that record, Dean, and then as soon as it started, I would, go do something
turn
else.
It down.
Come
yeah.
back at the end, so I'm not familiar with the middle of it. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what DJs do. You start the record, you talk until the vocal starts, and then you turn the speaker down in the studio.
All right.
For many DJs, you go and grab a smoke, and then you come back, right?
Yeah, or, write some ad-libs or go down the hall to the washroom.
Yeah, write some spontaneous ad-libs.
Pay some
with
bills.
The office crew.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. That's what goes on behind the scenes with all that. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, Charlie and company, they were, what did they do, like 250 shows a year, something like that?
Constantly on the road. I mean, nobody works harder than country music bands, and certainly those old-style ones. He died of a stroke. Yesterday, in case nobody heard the news, 83 years old in a Tennessee hospital, not in Memphis, but in Tennessee. But he was a trailblazer in his way, with you know, fusing country music and southern rock, you know, in that era when the Allman Brothers were doing it. He was one of the very first to cross that bridge. And, you know, I just remember a couple of times when I had first started at WGN, and, you know, Bob Collins liked to play certain songs once in a while. His favorite, of course, Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road.
Right, but, right.
But he loved Charlie Daniels, and he loved this song, Devil Went Down to Georgia. And if you walked into the studio to say hi to him or, you know, something while this song was on, he would just put his hands up, like, don't talk to me right now. Want to hear the song?
Charlie was really a good musician. He played on Bob Dylan's Nashville Skyline sessions.
Yep.
So, but more than that, really good guy.
Ringo Starr too. He was
right.
He started off as a session musician. Played for Leonard Cohen and Dylan and Ringo Starr and lots of other big names who recorded in Nashville. Chances are that Charlie Daniels played on their tracks. An amazing fiddler, mm-hmm. but was very talented with others. Speaking of Ringo Starr, by the way, today is his 80th birthday, so happy birthday, Ringo. He's going to be doing a special online concert today at 7 o'clock tonight, Chicago time. Ringo's big birthday show on YouTube with people like Jill Walsh performing and Ben Harper, Dave Grohl, Sheryl Crow, Gary Clark Jr., Sheila E., Jackson Brown, T-Bone Burnett, Elvis Costello. So, unfortunately, they couldn't get any big names. Willie Nelson, Kenny Loggins, Mike McDonald, and, oh, yeah, Paul McCartney is going to be performing with Ringo as well. That's 7 o'clock Chicago time on YouTube, and it's a benefit. So, you know, they're going to ask you to donate money to some of Ringo's favorite charities.
Do you want to hear the special message from Ringo now, Dean? Would you like to hear that?
I would love that.
Yeah, we have a very special message for Ringo. I think you're going to like this. I think it's going to make you feel really good. Here it is.
This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now. Peace and love. Peace and love. I want to tell you, please, after the 20th of October, do not send fan mail to any address that you have. Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October. If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do. So no more fan mail. Thank you, thank you. And no objects to be signed. Nothing. Anyway, peace and love, peace and love.
Wow. He's very adamant about that.
That apparently, some years ago, Ringo was annoyed after he autographed the guitar for somebody he thought was a fan, and then I don't remember exactly what happened, but somebody sold it or it went to a big company,
sure.
And he got teed off and recorded that lovely message with peace and love.
I love the peace and love, and I'm going to toss your stuff.
Yeah, right. It will be in the garbage.
All in the
peace and love.
Message.
We're talking about country music here, so let's get the update on Garth Brooks and his family.
Yeah, Garth and his wife, Chrissy Yearwood, have put themselves in quarantine. Somebody on their crew was tested positive for COVID-19, and Garth and Trisha both were exposed to this person, so they do not know whether or not they have tested positive yet. I guess they're waiting for results, but in the meantime, they've gone into quarantine, which means that the Facebook Live show that they were going to do tonight now has been postponed indefinitely. He's been very active doing these Facebook Live shows. He did that drive-in concert a couple of weeks ago, so people could go to drive-ins around the country and watch a Garth Brooks concert. But, you know, we'll hope for the best on that, that doesn't turn into anything too serious.
We're talking entertainment news with Dean Richards. A lot of people talking about Kanye West this morning, aren't they, Dean?
Well, yes, for a number of reasons. But specifically, yesterday, the Treasury Department released all of the records of which businesses got paycheck protection loans of more than $150,000 from the government. And it turns out that Kanye's fashion company called Yeezy got a loan somewhere between $2 and $5 million. Reportedly, according to the Treasury Department, 106 jobs saved with that $2 and $5 million loan for Kanye West. But ironic that Kanye gets the loan when he is reportedly worth $1.6 billion, just made a big deal to sell his merchandise in Gap stores, and could be the next president of the United States at the same time.
Yeah, I passed that sign, or whatever that's called, out front of the Gap store on Michigan Avenue every morning.
Is that still there?
Yeah. Yeah,
they wrapped up the store to look like a scribbled note that Kanye West wrote when he announced that the Gap is going to be carrying his clothing line.
And the Days of Our Lives actress who is leaving now after almost 40 years, I'm not familiar with her, but a lot of people are, aren't they?
Yeah, I have to say that I don't watch the show either, but I know that fans of Days of Our Lives certainly know who Christiane Alfonso is. She played the character Hope Williams Brady starting in 1983, and she just announced that she will be retiring now after 37 years on the show. She put this on an Instagram post yesterday, thanked all of her castmates, thanked NBC, all of the loyal fans who have supported the shows. That show has been on the air since 1965.
Amazing.
Days of Our Lives has been running for 55 seasons. You know, best of luck to her. Maybe they'll have her fall into an elevator shaft and, you know, something. If you're going to leave a soap opera, you got to do it in a big way.
Yeah, they'll be creative.
Yeah, I hope so.
And Halle Berry has quit her movie role. Why?
Yeah, this is a story that broke late last night. She was to take on a role that was to be a transgender character. She was going to play a woman transitioning into a man. And she got major, major online backlash for this, for taking on a role like this. So late last night, she issued a statement on social media saying that she is pulling out of the role. She issued an apology saying, I now understand that I should not have considered this role, and that the transgender community should undeniably have the opportunity to tell their own stories. But she says, I will continue to listen, educate, and learn from this mistake, and I vow to be an ally to promote better representation.
These are sensitive, different times, for sure.
Yep.
And finally, we have the story of Chris Evans,
who is Captain America from the Captain America movies, of course, and the Avengers movies, arguably one of the most recognizable people in the world. He recently was in London, went out on a date, by the way, with Downton Abbey's Lily James. This is a little double story here, that they're dating, which we never knew that they were. But anyway, they return from the date. They both happen to be staying at a very, very fancy hotel in London, the Corinthia. Lily Collins, who is English, is able to just slip right into the hotel. Hotel security stops Chris Evans. They have no idea who the guy is. And he apparently has no ID with him. Not a good idea when you're a foreigner in another country, no matter who. I guess he figures, I'm Captain America. I can do anything I want.
Guess not.
But they would not let him into the hotel. He started spouting off lines from Captain America and Avengers movies, trying to convince the hotel security who he was. That didn't work, but eventually somebody vouched for him and said, big famous movie star staying at the hotel, let him in.
Throw him out. You can't stay here. Peace and love, though. Peace and love.
I sort of love this. I kind of love this story tremendously. That somebody so famous and so recognizable is treated just like the rest of us.
It makes you feel good, doesn't it?
I say, give that security team a big bonus for doing their jobs.
Exactly. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thanks,
all right,
Dean.
See you, Bob.
Coming, anyway, peace and love.
Yes, thank you, Ringo. A happy 80th birthday to you.